Hello and welcome back to Betch Slaps. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana.
And we are here in, I think it's the last or second to last, the second to last Betch Slapped of the year.
It is. Yeah. There's just this one and then the day after and then Christmas.
Okay, but you know what's going to happen on for our Christmas episode, guys? We need your help.
Oh, get excited.
Yeah. So many of you have heard me.
I'm upset I'm not going to be on this one, but you guys are going to have a great time.
You can listen to it.
I know. I can be just like our listeners and get to hear you guys not in the room.
Yeah. So basically, you guys have heard me talk about NT Lawyer on like pretty much every podcast I've been on.
You've heard Sammy not shut the fuck up about NT Lawyer.
Yeah. So we are doing an episode with NT Lawyer. It's going to be, I think it's going to be like an extra long episode, like it's going to be an hour. And what we're going to do for the hour is basically do mini deep dives into different celebrities that are, I guess, like most interesting to us. So we would really love your help in finding out what you guys want to know, because I know what I want to know, but
it's going to be a Christmas miracle.
It is. But we want to share, we want to find out what you guys want to know so that you can help make this episode amazing.
How do they tell us? I think you can probably email us.
You
right?
can email us at slapped@betches.com, S-L-A-P-P-E-D @betches.com, or you can DM us, like, or DM me personally.
Yeah. Slap doesn't have an Instagram account, but you can DM Sammy or Eileen, or if you DM me, I will send it to them since, again, I'm not on the episode.
But we're really excited.
It's going to be great. Or if you want to tweet at us, you could probably try that too. But that the best case would be to email us, because then they're all organized in our Slap email.
Yes. And so get ready for NT Lawyer. Follow him at NT, E-N-T-Y, Lawyer, spelled the usual way. You don't know what that is, Google it.
The usual
way. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the episode.
Okay, so Pete Davidson had a little Insta meltdown on Saturday, right?
Yeah, but a really sad one, like a troublesome one.
Right. So it was like a very big cry for help.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he deleted his Instagram after. So basically he wrote, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing the best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do is help people. Just remember, I told you so, heart." So, I mean, that's really, really sad. Right. He sent that right before he was supposed to be on SNL. Apparently Lorne Michaels like pulled most of his sketches, so he only had like a little part, but he showed up at SNL that night.
He was on it.
He was on it. A ton of celebrities reached out and basically tried to like show their support for him, which
even Ariana Grande, I think, went there or something.
She went there and then he said he didn't want to see her. Okay. Which was the smart decision, honestly, because I think that would have only like reopened the scar.
Did she break up with him?
It sounds like it, but yeah, I think she did.
It feels like it did. I don't understand. I feel like he like seems, he says, or he seems like he's getting like bullied, I guess. But like, I don't
People tell him to kill himself.
I don't understand why. It's not like he's like, he doesn't.
Because the internet is a horrible place.
Right. I mean, the internet is terrible. People tell each other like that all the time. But like, why does he like get particular like hate trolls? Well, I just feel like he didn't really do anything wrong, right? Okay.
Well, I
like
think
he had a public relationship with Ariana Grande, but he never like did anything bad.
Okay. Well, it's not about him and whether he did something bad. It's the fact that probably Ariana Grande's fans are insane.
Right.
Like, they're crazy.
It's not even or like they
some
had like
of them
a,
are crazy.
They really have like a contentious breakup, right?
I know, but people are still bullies.
Right.
Like, they were literally just telling him to kill himself. Like, and imagine, like, so for everyone who likes you, you get a ton of hate, especially when you're dating someone or you dated someone who is really, really public, like Ariana Grande. Like, okay, I tweeted something from my own Twitter about like Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift and how like Ariana Grande gets glorified for like, basically making a breakup song and Taylor Swift gets criticized for it. That's the gist of the tweet. And the number of people who replied attacking each other, you should read it. It's insane because you had the Ariana fans versus the Taylor fans, and like it found its way into like Taylor Swift's obsessed Twitter community, and like they were each attacking each other, saying like the meanest things for no reason, like arguing over like
it's
who
so
had a
weird.
Higher IQ. Like you can read it in my replies. Like they are insane. It's like it just people who are like, and I don't even think half of them even understood what I was saying. Like, I was just trying to say that like one woman gets sort of criticized for something that another woman gets glorified for. I was just like making an observation, but I guess there were people who thought I was criticizing Ariana, and there were also people who thought I was criticizing Taylor, and they just like went crazy.
Twitter is a very scary place. That's why I'm not on it.
I love it. Follow me at @SammyFish1. I love Twitter. I like it more than Instagram at this point.
Wow.
It's more interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. There's too much, like you said, like there's a lot of noise on there.
There's a lot of like spiraling is what right. I would call
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It gives me anxiety to see like,
I get that
the platform itself gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
But we
Our
wish
hearts
Pete
go
Davidson
out to Pete.
Well, and I mean,
what's really sad about this, I actually think some of this was sparked by a little bit by the Kanye thing. Cause he was like freaking, he basically like went off on Drake. And basically,
why did he go off on Drake?
Because a while, I think he thinks Drake was like dissing him in like one of his songs. But also, he's the one who like revealed that Drake had a baby. So it's right. like they have this like ongoing thing.
I'm
and then Kanye
like getting involved yeah. in that.
Okay, and then Kanye turned it into being about like mental health. And then Ariana Grande said, like, me and Miley are releasing a song. Can all the grown men stop fighting on Twitter? Mm-hmm. And then Kanye was like, well, like all of you were like, you know, criticizing me for like my mental health issues and saying that like I should go back on my meds and like all this stuff. And he was like, well, I can't, in his Kanye words, not in like clear English. Right. He's like, well, I can't like write as well on pills. He's like, I couldn't have written Runaway like on pills and that sort of thing. Like, and just all this right. stuff. So there's basically, it's honestly like a little bit of a clusterfuck.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it gives me anxiety. There's no like order. There's no like, there's just like, it's just like almost like, it reminds me of like a public bar fight. Twitter,
it is. But with
like,
everyone.
Right. It's like, imagine like the most, whenever I think about Twitter, I just think about like the most embarrassing public fight I ever got where everyone was watching me. And I was like, I didn't like that. So I'm going to stay off of Twitter.
Well, I think the only thing that
also, like, there's not a lot of context, like you said, in Twitter. No. Like with your Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift tweet, like in a pot, like, which is why, like, I think a lot of people in comedy or like people in general just like podcasts more, because you can give more context to what you're saying. You can like sort of like speak to it more. There's can give more like of a sense of like what's really
you
going
can
on.
Hear
what
the person's
what you,
tone.
Right. Like what you really mean.
Right.
So Twitter just kind of seems like it's open to like, it's like getting into a text fight with someone that never ends. No one ever like ends a text fight. Like, oh,
it's
I
like
totally see what you were
them.
Saying. Like that makes sense. Text fights always end with like people just being like,
K.
Like, right. Like K, like fuck you. Like if you speak to someone, you must have a much better
like
idea of what of what's was, construed.
It was almost shocking to me that people thought I was making fun of Ariana or Taylor with that tweet. I was like, what are you well, not getting that I'm
right people saying? On the internet are just looking to get riled up. They're looking for like they're like just sitting ducks ready to be
like a serotonin
exploded.
Fest.
Exactly.
The one good thing that I do think all of this is bringing to light, and maybe not in the best way, is sort of like mental health issues. Mm-hmm. I think that like a few years ago, celebrities were quicker to be written off as like crazy or
like Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. Like Amanda Bynes, like who we talked about a few weeks ago.
Right.
People were just, and it was like mental health did not have like sort of this pedestal. I'm not saying it's like on a pedestal. I'm just saying it didn't have like any semblance of respect for someone's mental health. Like they would just, like they would sooner like be happy to watch someone commit suicide than have like defenders of right. that person. So Amanda Bynes had very few defenders, and in this situation Kanye, Pete, Ariana, they all have way more defenders now than they used to.
Right. Well, here's the thing about social media and depression or like any time of mental health. I really feel like it's not just like, I don't think you should be on social media at all if you have like severe mental health issues.
Then there would be no one on social media.
Well, then everyone has a mental health issue, then no one has a mental health issue.
Well, I don't think it's that everyone has one, but I think a lot of celebrities would not be on it. Like, I think a lot of celebrities have mental health issues.
Well, then they probably shouldn't be on a platform where like people can just tell them to kill themselves casually.
Or maybe becoming a celebrity gave them these mental health issues in some situations. Like maybe I don't think Selena Gomez necessarily would have been in the situation. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like she's got also like a genetically strong family history of whatever.
She might, but it might not be
right. Well, I see what Kanye is saying is that sort of mental health, and it always has gone hand in hand with like great artistry. Like
Picasso,
sort of like
Van Gogh.
Right. Like being like able to think outside the box is something that is really well aligned with being mentally ill. It's like if you're like, it's like you're not thinking normally, but sometimes that expresses itself well in like art, and sometimes this expresses itself badly in like severe depression or mental breakdown. It's like David Foster Wallace or like any of those people who like become very depressed, because it almost like I think if you are smart or you are really creative, those things can definitely go hand in hand with depression.
Well, there's not even just depression. There's just definitely a fine line between like genius and crazy,
right?
Which I think Kanye is a good example of.
Yeah, I feel like it probably used to be like there used to be back in the day, like before there were like real artists or whatever. Like it probably used to be like there's a fine line between crazy and like religious.
Yeah.
And now like the artists are our new like religious leaders.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
It's like, are they just geniuses or are they like spiritually in line with God or are they like just fucking crazy?
Well, maybe now like artists are more revered in like a less religious society. Like they like stand in for that sort of like higher thought.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of mental health, let's move on to Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to remember.
Basically, it was like the anti-James. They basically confronted Raquel.
Raquel's so stupid.
Okay, Raquel is so stupid, but Sheena and Kristen are so annoying because they are like they're like the biggest shitsters ever. They're Kristen, no offense, she's a huge hypocrite.
About the cheating thing?
Like, not just about the cheating thing, like, it's like,
yeah, Kristen's fucking crazy.
All of them,
talking about crazy.
All like, of these people make mistakes and like have made the exact same mistakes that they then come back and attack
it
someone
for. It was absurd
for.
To listen to Jax and Brittany talk about how Jax's cheating was better than James's cheating.
Right.
It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
The same level of like complete hell. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Right.
She's like, well, at least when you cheated on me, you like admitted it. Like, you're like, James like won't even admit it. It's like, no, like the cheating is the issue. Like, primarily first and forefront. Like,
yeah. Right. They all
sort of. And Jax is like, I wanted to get better. Like, James doesn't want to get better. It's like, you didn't want to get better until like the end of, like until the reunion of last year.
No,
like,
I actually always believe that Jax wanted to get better, but I think James wants to get
everyone
better in the same way.
Everyone wants to not be like completely hated, but I'm saying like I don't think that Jax is any better than James. Jax doesn't say it as like
Jax
as, like,
is older.
He doesn't say as like stingy, like below the belt things. He has,
yes,
but I think
he has,
but not I think at the frequent. It's not like an impulse,
right?
Almost James, I think it's just like his like it's like you say something remotely like negative about me, I'm impulsively just gonna like say the thing I know is gonna hurt you like the most,
like calling Katie fat,
right?
I thought it was interesting how Katie. You know what's funny about the show is that like anything that would be an HR issue anywhere else is like the show here. Right. Like the fact that Katie went to Lisa and was like, I won't come to work somewhere where like this type of language is tolerated. And like Lisa has to make like an HR decision.
Or it's funny because she has to be like, I did not know that this was going on. Like, do you watch the show, Lisa?
Right. Like you produced the show.
You obviously know this is going on, but like you have to say that. So it's not like, oh, like you don't want James to call you fat anymore. I thought that was just like part of what we were doing here.
Right.
Like, that's what she's really thinking.
Right. Like, right. Right, because the truth is,
she's like if I get rid
show,
of all the people who are like verbally abusive, then the show is gonna suck.
Right, exactly. Like Katie's on the show. Like Katie has had the success of the fruits of being called fat and being bullied.
Right,
and that sucks. Like I agree, it sucks. But like, what are they supposed to do? Like, so
I've been waiting for Tom to come back and for Tom Schwartz to defend Katie. I feel like he has not really said anything. And I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, why does Tom let like people speak to Katie like that? And like, he finally like sort of half-assedly like said something.
Yeah. I mean, he's Tom Schwartz.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. Okay guys. So today we are sponsored by Third Love, which you've heard us talk about in the past. It's a bra company that we really, really love. They have a great online website where you can go and take a really fun quiz.
Yes, I'm actually wearing my Third Love bra right now.
It's so comfy, right?
Very.
I love that there's no tag protected. That doesn't like come up against you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even realize how great it was until I wore a different bra the other day that was like so shitty that like the straps were like falling off of my like shoulders and it was just like not staying in place. And I was like, I really wish I were wearing my Third Love bra, which is great. Again, you go online, you take a quiz and you can basically pick what kind of boobs you have based on pictures, which is always fun.
And what bra problems you have. Like, for example, they ask, you know, do your straps fall off? Do your boobs overflow from the cup? Does it dig into your shoulders? Whatever problem you might typically have with other bras.
Exactly.
And Third Love offers double the number of sizes that most other brands offer. They have cups 8 through H, bands up to 48. And also something pretty revolutionary that they've done is introduce half cup sizing.
Which is great.
Because 50% of women, including myself, fall in between standard cup sizes.
And me.
And see, we are in the 50 percentile.
Right. And Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. So go to thirdlove.com/betch now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your purchase. That's thirdlove.com/betch for 15% off today.
Very exciting. Should we talk about Meghan and Harry for
a minute? Let's do a little royal catch up for a sec.
Yeah. And I would love to talk to Enty about this as well.
Definitely
I'm
excited to hear more from someone who has some sort of inside scoop. But what I'm hearing generally is that Meghan says she doesn't like hunting, so they're not doing the royal pheasant hunt.
Right. Their concern was that she would be a little too California liberal, and like, here she is.
Right. Well, I guess they're
I don't think the pheasant hunting is like the problem that we have in terms of.
Well, that's the biosphere. That's the official excuse, I guess. But like, really what people are saying is that she actually just, they're having issues with Kate and Will.
Well, I think she actually is against hunting also.
Sure. But like, you know, I'm against a lot of things that I just do because like, there's someone else's traditions and it's not necessarily something I would have done on my own, but like, whatever.
Well, it's sort of like, I don't even think hunting is the biggest issue she should be solving. Like, there are way bigger problems in England and here with the environment and like sort of like the biosphere that she could have a much bigger impact on rather than like, I'm not going to go on this hunt.
Right. You know what's like a bigger issue than that? Like the fact that there are people who are ordained royalty and like therefore much better than other people as like as a societal structural thing. Like if we're going to start protesting shit, why don't we start with like the fact that there are even royals?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a little annoying almost. It's like, I have a complete issue with this. Not like, oh, I have no issue taking tax dollars to like go travel the world and have my home paid for.
Well,
and my husband doesn't really have to work.
That's a separate thing. But like, if you're against, animal issues, why not do a campaign against like the way that meat is produced in Britain? Like, like that would actually move the needle.
More than the queen shooting a pheasant or two.
Right. Exactly. Like you're going to go against this like little traditional hunt that like is not even against like an actual endangered species. I don't think pheasants are endangered, but like, correct me if I'm wrong. You could actually do something that helps animals on like a bigger scale, like maybe changing the hunting laws in Britain. You know, like a campaign where your voice actually like makes a difference in the everyday way that things are.
It's like, don't be annoying.
Right.
Like this seems like annoying to me. If I were the queen, I'd be like, she's annoying.
Right. Same. Because I'd be like, if you have an issue with that, talk about it in a way that actually moves the needle. Okay. But the real issue is that there are rumors that there are problems between the brothers and the wives.
What is the issue?
Okay. What I hear partly from Enty Lawyer and partly from other things is that Meghan is a very difficult woman to work for, and she bitches at her staff and she's incredibly rude to them. And apparently Kate once like told her off, was like, you can't, she made her like staff person like very upset or something. And Kate basically said to her, like, you can't speak to your staff this way. Like, it's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. And like, they just don't like each other. I mean, think about it. They are totally opposite human beings. Right. And that would be one thing if Meghan was like known to be an agreeable person, but apparently she is very difficult.
Here's
and conceited and also potentially scamming in some way.
I kind of liked Meghan up until.
When did you ever like
Meghan?
I
liked Meghan until they got engaged and I saw.
And she said that he was kind.
And she said that he was kind. And my like, there's like a little detector thing in the back of my brain that's like, it's like a bullshit meter, like a gong.
Right.
And like the second she said that in the voice that she said it, I was just like,
is he kind?
I was just like, you are completely full of shit. You know, when you speak to someone for like 5 minutes and like, and you just have this sense of like, they are completely full of shit, like very quick.
Yeah.
Well, that I think the first time I heard her speak.
I think that is like pretty true of her from what I hear.
Right.
And like so what was interesting is that the royal family rarely ever responds to like rumors from tabloids or from newspapers or anything, but they immediately shut down that Kate thing that she told her off, which tells me that it probably did happen.
So that everything they haven't responded to didn't?
No, just that like it was oddly specific.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's rarely ever like that detailed.
Maybe it's because like
these two people don't like each other, which is a vague thing that anyone could just make up.
Where did
like,
you read about this thing with the
honestly
staff?
Several places. Right. Probably the Daily Mail, probably I think I read about it in The Cut. Mm-hmm. Also multiple places, and I think I heard about it on Nancy Lawyer. Well, I've heard from him that she is like just a difficult human being and like not who she seems to be.
I'm interested to see how this whole thing pans out.
I think they will be divorced in 5 years.
She's gonna have two kids and then they're out.
I think she'll have two kids and then I think he'll get sick of her. They haven't really even been like, they've been together for 3 years.
Right. Prince Harry, who, by the way, is not known for his kindness.
No, he's literally known for the opposite of his kindness. And that's fine. I think he struggles with like depression and anxiety, which makes sense. He's had a.
Right.
Even though he is royal, his life has not been that easy.
I understand that. Like, just because you have money and privilege doesn't make you happy.
Also, his mom passed away very early. She was sort of his protector in this like crazy world, which is like not really made for kids. Like being a royal child is like probably not that amazing.
No, I get that. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't get to be like other
kids. I'm not
kids.
Saying Prince Harry is like a bad guy, but he's definitely not the kindest man. He dressed up as a Nazi.
Right.
Like no one who's, I'm saying like no well, one, the, who, no one who I would family. Ever describe as like, they are super kind. Just like would do that. And including not that I have done that, but I'm saying like I wouldn't describe myself as super kind. And like that's not like right. making an insensitive costume is something I might do.
Yeah, we have.
We have. Right. That's
like
what I'm
before
saying.
It was like.
But no one would ever get on camera and be like, I knew I had to be with her because she was just the kindest woman. That's all I asked. And that was my one. Anyone whose number one criteria is kindness is not like I'm not
hanging
like,
out with
is
us.
Not, right. It's not like someone who's going to be like. Buying what I'm selling.
Right. Right. And that's fine.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It just means that that is not like your leading quality.
But if someone described me that way, I would know they were full of shit.
Right. Anyway. I would be like, have you met me?
Exactly.
But okay. The thing with the Nazi costume, it's actually been, I think, documented that the royal family, like the older generations were like kind of Nazi supporters even when they were in World War II. Right. I'm not surprised by that. Why would they not be? There's like old ass European family who's fully white. like of course. It's also weird because Meghan is half black. And like I wonder if that ever becomes an issue between the two of them that he's like not down to dress as a Nazi and she's like half minority.
Right. I mean, I guess maybe he's grown since then. Like, I would like to think we wouldn't do that anymore, but still.
No, I wouldn't dress up in an insensitive costume now.
Right.
But, like, I also never would have dressed as a Nazi.
Well, I mean, we're Jewish, so, like, that
but
would
even
probably.
If we weren't Jewish, Nazis are, like, sort of, like, the beacon of horror.
Right.
Like, I think for many
people.
Yeah,
that's, like, a very
even
crazy.
Non-Jews.
I think that's a pretty crazy costume to dress up as for, like, anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break and then do some emails.
Let's definitely tune in to see what anti-lawyer, who apparently has more information than we do, has to say about this issue.
I want to know how he finds out about the royal family. I understand how, I guess it's because she was from Hollywood. Like, I get how he gets all this, like, Hollywood gossip, but she's like, but she wasn't Hollywood, so.
There's always a way.
Royals are harder.
I'm sure.
Okay. Let's take a break and then do some emails.
Okay.
So if you've been listening to this show, you've heard us talk about Framebridge. They make it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to travel photos sitting on your phone. Like, you can literally frame your Instagram. So here's how it works.
That's great.
It's so easy.
Yeah. So you go to framebridge.com and you upload your photo, they'll send you packaging so that you can safely mail in the actual physical pieces.
In case you have a printed picture and not just something on your camera roll.
Exactly.
In that weird situation.
That very bizarre situation. Preview your item online in any frame style and choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their very talented designers. Because if you're like me, you don't know nothing about designs or framing or interior decor or anything.
At least you can admit it.
I mean, I'd like to think I'm slightly self-aware. The expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang.
Yeah, which is amazing. And also, instead of the hundreds you pay at a framing store, I don't know if you've been to a framing store lately, but they are very expensive. Framebridge's prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use the code BETCH. So, I mean, I did this recently. I basically like wanted to get a gift for someone and I did this whole process. It was so easy and it was very inexpensive and you'll never believe it. The person I gave my gift to, they absolutely loved it.
Wow.
It was very personal.
What a great gift.
Yeah.
As the holidays are here.
Yeah.
So get started today. Frame your photos or send the perfect gifts for weddings, birthdays, special events. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCH. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Go to framebridge.com, promo code BETCH. Framebridge.com, promo code BETCH. back. Do you want to read the first email?
Yes.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay, dear Betches. I'm writing because I've landed my dream job, but I'm scared that I'll become my own downfall. Here goes. I stepped into the corporate world in marketing about 4 years ago. I was a hardworking new grad, aggressive with my career goals, blah, blah, which was rewarded by my manager. I made such a valuable asset that my manager begged me to stay with a generous counteroffer when I decided to pursue a new opportunity. My second job was all right. I felt like I had less to prove since I brought a few years of experience to the role, but I had a textbook micromanager, and while working under her, I found myself being less creative and instead just completing projects on time and to my manager's picky standards. Needless to say, I didn't spend too much time there. A few months ago, I landed a marketing manager gig with almost 50% more pay at a smaller company and a more relaxed atmosphere. I'm their only marketing hire ever, which means I am the marketing department. I love the flexibility of this role and how I have full control. It's a dream job. Problem is, I found the laid-back environment revealing a lot of my bad traits. Instead of working in a team with a department leader, I now manage and deliver projects on my own. I know I have all the technical skills to succeed, but I can't shake off my lack of motivation. I become so lazy. For example, I mostly nap through my home office days with email notifications cranked up, of course, barely doing any work at all. I'm scared my lack of work ethic will eventually show through and I'll lose this amazing job. The obvious answer is just do your job, Betch, but I've been struggling to find the discipline. How do I get focused and hungry again like I was as a fresh-faced new grad before I sabotage everything?
Okay, so I really like...
Yeah.
Go ahead. I really like the self-awareness within this person. To like realize that like a certain style is just not optimizing your productivity.
Yeah. I actually relate to her a little bit.
Yeah. I think I can too.
Right. I think I, in my past, have been very, very driven. Like you knew me in high school, obviously. Yes. Like I've been very, very driven. And one of the things that I found difficult about running a company is like not having to be proactive. A manager.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't have to be proactive. It's just not having a manager to like sort of guide me.
Right. Being good in like school is like for me, I thought like a little easier, like more structured. Like it's
agreed.
Because you have someone who's like, this assignment is due on Friday and you're going to get the grade and that's going to tell you exactly how you did.
Right. There's no grades in real life. Right. So it's sort of like you have to basically be self-started. Like you have to put the guidelines on yourself and grade yourself and basically.
And that's with any job. Even if you do have a manager, it's kind of like that's like you really do have to like self-motivate a lot of the time. I think for you, if you recognize that like this style of working is not really like helping you hit your maximum potential, I would do things that don't seem natural. So like if you can, your job lets you work from home, but you know that when you work from home, you're like watching TV and sleeping, to go to work. Like go into the office, like do things that are like, yeah, I don't really like want to, this isn't necessarily like my natural instinct, but I know that at the end of the day, I'll be productive. Like do something that goes against like what your natural thought is.
Also, if you're the kind of person who needs structure and no one's giving it to you, like handing it to you, you have to give yourself that structure. So maybe that means like, okay, I will spend 1 hour a day doing XYZ thing and I will, or however much time I need, and I will not stop till it's done. And then you give yourself concrete goals so that you're like, okay, I will do this every day, or I'll do this every other day, or however you need to like basically put yourself in a little bit of a box sometimes, so that you know that even if this you could get away with not doing it, you are doing it.
Right. And then give yourself your own personal deadlines, and we can work with your boss also. So like it's, I know you can't really go and be like, I need you to assign me weekly tasks, because that doesn't make you seem like you're necessarily like a self-starter, know what you're doing. But you could say another way to put that, which kind of means the same thing, is like, I'd love to develop some like new goals. Skills. I'd love to develop some goals with you about like either like targets that we want to hit or new initiatives that we want to make. And I'd love to like develop those with you and just make sure and have that be my responsibility to make sure that like we're hitting those.
Right. And also if you want to give yourself like some sort of hard, like yes or no, did I do it or did I not do it, you can track whether or not you did all the things you said you were going to do or that you had planned for yourself. And then if you did them all at the end of the week, you can give yourself a reward.
Yeah, if that works for you.
Yeah, I'm a very rewards driven person, so it works for me. And if you like this career advice, be sure to
you can give yourself a grade at the end of the week.
You know, I should start doing that to myself. Okay, if you like our career advice, you should buy our book, When's Happy Hour? Work Hard So You Can Hardly Work. We give lots of advice like this on all different types of topics in the workplace, whether it's getting a job, figuring out what you want, how to ask for a raise, how to advance in your job, how to start your own business. We talk about how we started Betches, and we answer emails just like this one all throughout the book. So check it out. Go to betches.co/WHH. You can buy it anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, the usual.
Do it. Okay, let's do another. Love the podcast, started from the beginning and listen at work. My boyfriend of 3.5 years and his friends are from a small town and get together for Friendsgiving and New Year's every year and have a huge party. We have a group message that has about 30 people in it, many of which are people that they don't hang out with or talk to, but won't delete from the group message. One person who is not in the group message but somehow gets invited miraculously all the time is my boyfriend's ex. Her being around is uncomfortable for both of us, and a majority of the people don't like her either, but she still shows up. There are a few of his friends, my friends now too, that I have had multiple conversations with and let them know my discomfort. I have had pretty bad anxiety that is triggered by this, and they blatantly don't listen to me or my boyfriend. We have even left events when she gets there to avoid the drama. Should I try and have another conversation with these people, letting them know the discomfort? Should I just not go? I need your advice on this. Thanks, gals. Sincerely, I want to slap a bitch.
I just have one question that maybe is not in here. Like, does the boyfriend not want her?
It seems like, yeah. She says that, like,
they don't listen to me or my boyfriend. Yeah. So I assume that means he says that she
should.
Here's
what I think.
I don't get how, I can't, like, picture this.
Here's what I think. I think you need to get over it. I think you either need to not go. I don't think you can be like, don't like, I don't think you need to like start shit by telling you, Sammy, you might disagree. But in my opinion, it's like, if there's a big party that's not hosted in your home, you don't really get to dictate who goes. So if there's people there that bother you enough that seeing them really upsets you and gives you high anxiety, even though you're with your boyfriend, then don't go. Then you guys should make different plans. But like, I don't think that you can dictate, like, we need to make sure that this person isn't coming. Like, that either like is naturally going to happen where like the person is not going to have a good time because no one wants her there. Or like, if you're the guys are the only one that don't want her there, maybe you need to leave.
I think she should go and just learn how to manage the anxiety, because like, this can come back in other ways, like in other parts of your life, this sort of like anxiety about like a person being somewhere that you can't control, or like right. a situation being something that you can't control that gives you anxiety. Like, you can't always run from it. So I feel like attacking the feelings that you feel and like questioning your own thoughts about like, is this worth getting upset about all the time, or like right. trying to control when I can control it, and then like seeing how that works. And if it like really doesn't work, then I guess maybe don't go. But
right. I mean, I agree. Like, first you should make that assessment and like see if you can just kind of like, because like, people only make you feel a certain way because you let yourself feel that way in some senses.
I mean, that's something people say. I like, it's true. It's not false, but I do think that like,
If you choose to not let this person, like, if you're just having a good time with your friend, with all the other people at this huge event that you actually are friends with, like, I think it's okay to just hang out with those people and not speak to this person, unless this person is like confronting you. And like, you said you want to avoid all the drama. Like, it sounds like you're kind of creating drama by right. like making this into a whole thing. If you just right. go to an event and hang out with the people that you like. I go to a lot of events where there's sometimes people that I don't really like want to see or speak to. I just don't see or speak to them.
Right. I think it's different than like this situation. But I think saying that you can choose to feel a certain way is like simplifying the reality, because you've had feelings that you wish you could choose
but it's not like,
to feel.
Right. But those feelings, I think, are amplified when I show somewhere and I'm surprised by something. I'm like, oh, this person that I didn't want to see is here. And like, I didn't know they were going to be here. And I'm not like emotionally prepared for this. This person is at this party every year. Right?
Right.
You have plenty of time to either like in your head evaluate like what your steps are when you see them, when you feel this triggering response is to do. And like, you have plenty of time to be like, I'm either going to like, this is my plan. Like, we're going to just go to the other side of the room. We're not going to speak to this person. We're like, we're just going to like create as much distance to this party as we can. Like, I think those situations are much more manageable when you know they're going to happen.
Which
rather than, right. It's not like you're like, I went to a bar and like my ex showed up that I like have not, like that is a much different situation, I think, than like, you, this happens every year.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, this is manageable. You know exactly what's going to happen.
Right. Okay. Should we take another quick break and then do some games?
Let's do it.
We want to introduce you to a very special new app called Boon, B-O-O-N. It's the go-to app for sending greetings and gifts for literally anything. Boon is sort of like your perfect middle ground between getting someone a really intense gift and wrapping it and handing it to them physically and giving them nothing. It's it's perfect for when you have, you know, a friend
who... Those real life moments.
Right. Yeah.
Like an engagement or like someone's birthday.
Or even something smaller, like your friend moves into an apartment or she gets a promotion or your boyfriend right. or maybe someone who's not your boyfriend yet, but you're just like hooking up and you can send him kind of like a fun little gift because right. he got a promotion or it's his yeah. birthday and it's not yet time to like in the relationship.
That's the perfect time to do it. So it's like, yeah, either like a really like big... Not big, a really like small moment. Like some, you have a friend who's having a really bad day, or you have a friend that's having a really good day, and you just kind of want to show them that you're thinking about them, but you don't want to like physically go outside and like get shit because it's cold and it's just like annoying to do.
And then you have to give it to them, so you have to like make a plan with them. And who wants to make a whole plan?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so Boon is the app so that you can instantly send very cool greetings and gifts for any occasion. You can make hilarious like free greetings that you can customize yourself through. Is it Giphy or Jiffy?
I think it depends where, you know, there's different schools of thought.
Yeah, you can put whatever. You can put GIFs in there and
or like GIFs.
Any kind of Instagram artist. You can personalize it with photos or stickers and content from like YouTube and Spotify. So you can add your jam if it's your friend's song.
Yeah, they also have premium design packs from different designers who have kind of like customized, you know, greetings. We have one and it'll really take your Boon to the next level.
And you get to deliver your Boon on Venmo. So when you want to gift wrap and happy, like, so if you want to give like drinks on me, like congrats on that job, like you can basically Venmo them and be like, this is for a drink. So yeah. Which is very cool. It's basically like modern day. You're not like going out and like picking your friend up a gift, 'cause that's like weird. This is like a digital easy thing. You're not sending like fucking e-greetings anymore. This is like the new, better, cooler way to like show someone that you care. But you don't care that much that you want to leave your house and like physically go get them something.
Also, if you're the kind of person who wants to get gifts to let everyone else know what you want, you can add items to your want list. And, you know, people can like partly fund something, like they can have like a beach vacay slush fund, or, you know, if they want to pay for like, I don't know, 15% of your Botox. You never know.
Exactly. So send your betchiest holiday greetings with our Betches Design Pack. Just download the app by searching Send Boon. That's two words in the iTunes App Store. That's S-E-N-D space B as in Betches, O-O-N as in need it.
Okay, we're back with the games.
Okay. Would you rather share an apartment with your boyfriend and his ex for a full year, or live in an apartment with bed bugs in it for 6 months?
Oh my God. That's both are awful. The bed bugs.
You'd rather the bed bugs?
I would not want to be in an apartment with my boyfriend and his ex. I don't even get how that would work. I just wouldn't want to share an apartment with two people anyway. So like, I guess the bed bugs.
One person limit.
Yeah.
The bed bugs are so gross though.
Okay, but like, I don't know, people live with bed bugs and they don't even notice. So
I guess that's true, but like sometimes they do notice and they get like, what happens
you
when
get
you have
itches.
Like itchy?
Yeah.
That would, I think, drive me mad on a physical level.
I don't know. I would pick it over the boyfriend and the ex.
I think I might pick the boyfriend and the ex and just stay out of the apartment as long as I could. Like, we would just go back. I don't know. I couldn't deal with that emotionally.
I could not deal with that emotionally.
Yeah. I'd do the bed bugs.
Okay.
Although, like, it would be very unpleasant.
Would you rather work from a movie theater loudly playing movies while you sit in the theater and try to work, or work from a coffee shop with no outlets and you have to go home every hour to charge your computer / phone? Movie theater.
You'd rather work in the movie theater?
I mean, like this girl from the second email, when I work from home, I pretty much turn my house into a movie theater.
I guess that's true, but it's loud. I don't know.
I'm able to tune out sound pretty easily.
I'm not as good with sound. I'm okay with mess. I can tune mess out. I can't really tune sound out. I'm very like sound and light sensitive.
Right. I can tune out a movie.
I think
if I have
the
a computer,
coffee shop. I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna do an hour, and then every time I take a break is like me going home to charge my computer.
Okay, but when I watch a movie in my house with the lights off, whatever, I'm still able to be on my phone and like fully more engaged with the phone than I am with the movie. So if I think I actually could work just fine in a movie theater.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
All right.
This has been our show. Oh, I just want to ask the audience something
ask the audience.
Yeah, I just want to ask the audience something else. They could email us at slapped@betches.com. Jordana, Aileen, and I are considering all three of us hosting Bet Slap together. So we're curious what you guys think about that idea. If you like it, or email us at slapped@betches.com.
We love hearing your feedback regardless.
Yes, definitely send us your feedback. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. No, I'm kidding.
No, email if you don't like it, tell us too, because this isn't like a permanent thing.
No, I'm joking.
We move. We're like water. We flow with what works, with what doesn't work.
Yeah, that's how one would describe the three of us.
We're
just
like water.
Exactly. All right. That has been our show. Okay, bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.